friends to it. can't help but think about people who wish so badly that they were sitting around this table and aren't. That's just the fact that we get to sit together in the room. Even if, as I've said many times before, even if we just sat here quietly and didn't say anything to each other, the fact that we have such a ma'amad, that we could all sit around together and just be in this time space without sharing any, without singing, without davening, without learning, without sharing anything. The fact that we get to just sit here and look at each other and know that every single person in this room has one goal, which is to be better and more connected today than we were yesterday, to goralenu, to our goral, to our lot. The lot fell on us to be Lashem. Shnei Seirim Shel Yom HaKippur, and we found that how we were zocha to such a lot. That we get to sit around together and to just look each other in the eyes and say, we're doing it, we're improving a little bit. And the guys who are here from last year, who were zocha to be here for a second year, are those sweet Jews who just keep coming back, even after they're married. We just get to sit here and say, it's happening. We know it's happening because we saw what happened last year when we picked a time. And we said every Thursday, 3:30, we're going to sit together, mechazik each other, and remind ourselves what we're doing right. And to thank Hashem, Sashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, how great is our chelak, how great is our goral, Ma Yafa Yerushaseinu. And to know that people who aren't here, who don't get to sit around this table, want so badly to sit around this table. And as the Holy Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Zuchus Yagin Lin Baal Kol Yisrael, said, B'makom machshavto shal ish sham hu kula, the place where a man's mind is, that is where he is entirely. And that if you're hearing this and you're listening to this, then you're right here in this room. You remember what the room looks like. You know what the room is. And you can also say, Ashreinu mato chalkenu manayim garlenu. There's a shayla that I heard from one of the Ziknei Ramot. There's a very fine Rav named Shizgad who gives shirim sometimes between Mincha and Maariv. He asked the question, which a lot of people ask, a lot of people scoff. You know, people say, it's funny, Kabbalah Shabbos, people sing Kabbalah Shabbos, the first mizmor of Kabbalah Shabbos, the Chunaranana, at the end, especially those who have the custom of singing, Av Dafka, I'm not talking about just the Chever from Moshav Modian, not just Reb Shlomo and his friends. People all over the world are singing the words, Arbaim Shana Kut Bador. I'm sure I'm not the only one sitting on the table who's heard before somebody get up and to scoff and say, oh, they don't even know what they're singing. Arbaim Shana Kut Bador. For 40 years I was angry at the generation. I swore I wouldn't let them into Eretz Yisrael. Oh, look, they're singing like it's such a beautiful song. But the Jewish people who sing that song every Friday night, especially those who sing it b'simcha, are giving chizuk not only to those who are not zocha to be sitting on this table right now, and who know what it was like to sit on this table, but to every Jew anywhere in the world who wants so badly to be in his homeland, but for whatever reason right now, for whatever reason, and the truth is, who are we kidding? we're so close, but we're so far. We're literally, we're there. But Hashem said in that, and Bechlal, the Shiloh, what does that have to do with why are we singing these words? 40 years in the desert, Hashem said, I swore in my anger that they would never come to my Nachla. To the Nachla and to the Menucha of Eretz Yisrael. So who are we kidding? The Nachla Menucha of Eretz Yisrael includes not just this little room that we happen to be in right now. It includes an area just a little bit further over from here, and it includes a lot of other areas. And we're still in exile. And hopefully Shabbos will come and we won't be in exile anymore, especially Shabbos and Kippur. It's definitely Mesugal time right now. Hashem through Mashiach. Halabai. But in the meantime, while we're waiting, Hashem to help us until He helps us. So the reason that we sing that Niggun on Friday night when we're ushering in the Shabbos, as we say, Asher nishbati ba'pi mivon al nuchasi. Hashem said, I swore in my anger that they wouldn't come to my menucha, to my resting place, to Eretz Yisrael. And a Jew who's not in Eretz Yisrael right now, geographically, or a Jew who's in Eretz Yisrael but is not connecting fully, or we don't have all Eretz Yisrael. So that means that Hashem is still on some level angry with us, whatever that means. And Asher nishbati ba'api im yivon el menuchasi. Let's see if it'll come to my menucha. And the reason we sing this right before Shabbos is not to get ourselves upset, God forbid. But is to say that even so long as we don't have the menucha of Eretz Yisrael completely, even if we find ourselves somewhere far away from the land right now, even if we find ourselves far away from redemption right now, right this second, so it could be that geographically, sometimes there's a Jew who's not zochah to come el menuchasi, to my nachlo menucha of Eretz Yisrael. But menucha also has a temporal aspect, has a time, kedushas hazman. That even when the Jewish people didn't have kedushas hamakom of Eretz Yisrael, and now Baruch Hashem we have a lot more of it, even when we don't have, we're not connected to, or not zochah to be connected to, the Kedushas HaMakom of Eretz Yisrael, we have the Kedushas HaZman of Menucha Shabbos. And that Menucha Shabbos is an Eretz Yisrael in time, so to speak. It's a time when a Jew can be connected, Shabbos, Mikol Malachto, he becomes estranged from his 6 days of labor in Kal Chomer and Yom Kippur. He's able to connect back to Eretz Yisrael. He's able to come back to his land. So Hashem should help us to connect back to the land. We should connect back to Shabbos, connect back to the land. And for those of us who are here, we should be zochah to be more here. For those of us who aren't here, we should be zochah to be more here. Psukim. First pasuk that a child learns. Pasuk Torah Tzivah Lanu Moshe Morsha Kiyas Yaakov. Torah Tzivah Lanu Moshe Morsha Kiyas Yaakov. Hashem gave us the Torah. It's the heritage of Kihilas Yaakov. We were talking, some of us together, this week. In the morning shiur, we were talking about a Rambam. Rambam by Tzom Gedalia, the Rambam says that person given second chances. Rambam says that the tragedy of Tzom Gedalia, the reason that the custom of the Jewish people is to fast normally on the third day of Tishrei, but this year on the fourth because Shabbos pushed it off, is that there was a flame, there was a coal that was burning brightly, and during the exile of the Jewish people from Eretz Yisrael, the coal was almost extinguished. But there was a tiny bit left. There's a little something left. And we were allowed to stay in Eretz Yisrael a little bit together, gathered around a mayor that was appointed by those who wished to exile us, named Gedalia ben Achikam. And so there was the embers of the coal that still remained until somebody came and they snuffed it out. One Jew came and snuffed out another Jew and put out that coal. Ksav Sofer, son of the Chassam Sofer, Ksav Sofer said that It's impossible for a single person. One person alone cannot keep the entire Torah. It's not possible. If you're a Kohen, that means you're from the tribe of Levi, by definition. Can't be the king. Not from the tribe of Yehuda. There are certain mitzvahs that apply to men, certain mitzvahs that apply to women, certain mitzvahs that apply to landowners, donkey owners. It's not possible for a person to keep all the mitzvahs. But Torah Tzivul and Moshe, Hashem taught us the Torah. The Gemara in Makos learns that from this famous pasuk. That's how we know there are 613 mitzvahs. Torah Tzivul and Moshe says the Chsav Sofer, the Chsav Sofer, that Torah Tzivul and Moshe, the only way that Moshe could teach us as a group, Torah, is if we're Kilas Yaakov. The Jewish people come together. If we come together, so the Kohanim do their avodah, the Levim do their avodah, the Yisraelim do their avodah, and the Tzaddikim do their avodah, and the Beinonim do their avodah, and the Rishayim do their avodah, and we all get together. Sfarim point out the word tzibur of Jews, is tzibur tzadi bezresh, tzibur stands for Tzaddikim, Beinonim, Rishayim. Tzibur, you know, tzibur. Marsha Kilas Yaakov. Keep the Torah, you need to have Kilas Yaakov. That's the pshat in Rabbi Akiva's famous words, V'haf Torah Chakamucha Zekal Galo Batorah. That without love of one person for another, is that called Galdu Batorah? That's the only way you can have. So, since I'm in the habit sitting here now of quoting Ziknei Ramot, so I'll quote one of the, not only the Ziknei Ramot, but one of the Ziknei Hador, Zeshakana Chachma. And also, he has a great beard. This is young, he has more energy than all of us probably put together. But, my great Rebbe, my great teacher, Usher Weiss, shared an unbelievable question this past Shabbos. And I've been kind of carrying it around with me. Whether you say it or you don't say it, it's discussion amongst scholars greater than us. There's a tefillah at the end of the slichos that we've been saying every day called Machnisei Rachman. That we ask, this is the reason why it's a discussion, we ask the malachim to be Machnisin, Rachman, our tefillos, our demos, our tears and our prayers before Hashem. Machnisei Rachman should be Machnis Rachamein Lifnei Baal HaRachman. Mashmiya tefilos should take our tefilos and bring them before the Shomea tefila. Machnisei demos. Hashem is misratza b'demosenu. So Rav Asher asked a very simple question. He said, I understand. Forget about the debate for a second. I understand we're asking the malachim to bring our tefilos of Hashem. And we're asking for the malachim to bring our demos lifnei Hashem. But rachmim is something that we want. So rachmim is something that we need. Should we ask them to bring it out to us? I don't want them to bring the rachmim back into Hashem. I want the rachmim to come out to us. We need the rachmim. Anybody sitting here doesn't need rachmim? So, as I'm sitting here now, why not say chiddush? Just occurred to me right now that the Gemara in Brachos says that tefillah is also called rachman. Gemara asks, why is it that tefillah is maybe mitzvah shas man groma? Why do women have to daven? Because rachman, it's rachman. Everybody needs rachman. So maybe that's what it means. Rav Asher said something so beautiful. Rav Asher said that we're asking the malachim to bring our rachman into Hashem. What's our rachman? The rachman that one Jew has for another Jew. Tshuva tefillah tztakam av yirnas ra gezera. Who could say that their tshuva is complete? Raise your hand. Don't. Who here could say that their tshuva is complete? Who here could say that their tefillah is complete? But tztaka is tztaka. A person does something for someone else. If somebody here took my took my advice. Instead of getting a plate for yourself at lunch today, give a plate to somebody else. Instead of getting a fork and a knife for yourself, you've got a fork and a knife for someone else. Someone will get for you also. Eventually, if you keep giving other people, eventually they'll give to you also. But that's not the goal. The goal is not to get for yourself. When you go down to lunch, you could get a plate for yourself. And someone else can get a plate for themselves. And everybody can get for themselves. Or you could get in the habit of doing something for someone else. It's the easiest way. And that's an act of tzedakah. It doesn't have to be for a person who doesn't have money. Kavachomer for someone who doesn't have money. Kavachomer for someone who doesn't have an understanding of the Gemara and you go and help them. Ein ani ela b'das. Person who's lacking knowledge, that's the ultimate poor person. So you help somebody with a little bit of knowledge, help somebody with some money, help somebody with a kind word. We ask Hashem, we ask the Malachim to bring our rachmim lifnei Hashem. Not the rachm that we need, but the rachm that we're doing for other people. Like the Chafetz Chaim used to say, that the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachmim that we say. When Hashem revealed those Yud Gimel Midos HaRachmim to Moshe Rabbeinu, He said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you want the secret of how to get on our good side? So He revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachmim, but He didn't say, Amar Lefanai. He didn't say before me these Yud Gimel Midos HaRachmim. He said, do these Yud Gimel Midos HaRachmim. The Lashon of Asiyah. Do these Yud Gimel Midos HaRachmim. Be merachim on other people. Sfar Makadoshim say, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, the last words of the Torah. This week we're not going to read it, but we may not be together when we read it. Simchas Torah, usually not in Shiva. Ene kol Yisrael, as far as I'm saying, ene kol Yisrael zeh shetivos kli. Ene kol Yisrael. To tell you that there are two kelim that the Jewish people have. Le'ene kol Yisrael, we have the eyes. And everybody knows that right away when we finish the Torah, we very quickly rush to finish the Torah and start again. The last word of the Torah is lamed, the first word of the Torah is beis, starts with the beis, is the lev. We have the enayim and the lev. The eyes and the heart. And the Sfar Makadoshim said that's the kli of the Jewish people. The kelim that we have are our eyes and our heart. When Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai revealed in the Mishnah and Avos, how should a person live in the world? So he said a person has to have an ayin tov and has to have a lev tov. The greatest, greatest, greatest secret that we have right now still remaining. The Ramah paskins that if a person doesn't say the first bracha of Shmon Esrei with Kavana, brachos, birchas avos. So, according to the Gemara, you're supposed to repeat. The first bracha is ma'akev, Kavana is ma'akev in the first bracha. The Ramah paskins lemaisa nowadays we don't repeat because you probably won't have to go into the second time either. Tshuva? Halavai. Tshuva, tefillah, but tzedakah. Tzedakah is tzedakah is tzedakah is tzedakah. Doesn't matter. Tzedakah is tzedakah. When you do an act for someone else, when you do something kind for someone else, when you use your enayim and your lev to see someone else with an ayin tov, to have a lev tov, to open your heart to somebody else, someone else who's in pain, someone else who's having a time of joy and you're in pain, and so instead of wallowing in your own pain, you join them in their joys, because why would you want to bring them down? Says the Inayim and the Lev, La'ini Kol Yisrael, the Jewish people were able to do this. Moshe Rabbeinu was not only, like the Pasuk says, the greatest Navi, one of the last few Pesukim of the Torah, but he also did Osos Mosum La'ini Kol Yisrael. He was part of the Jewish people. He was part of the Moresh HaKilas Yaakov. He didn't just live. He was a Tzadik Baretz. That's why he didn't get into Eretz Yisrael, because he was so busy with the people all the time that we dragged him down, and he was still willing to do it. So Hashem is waiting for us, and we're waiting for ourselves to open up a little bit our hearts, to open up our eyes, and to see someone else. To be able to do an act for somebody else, to do something for somebody else. So we had a Tanis this week. Gemara says, Agra de Tanisa Tztaka. The reward for fasting is the charity that you give. Because you didn't eat. So that means you probably have a little extra money in your pocket. You didn't spend, you know, $15 that you spent at breakfast, lunch, and dinner normally for yourself, so I'll buy $15. $45 on breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So the main reward for the fasting is the giving that money to somebody else. Who, as my Rebbe Rav Machlis always likes to say, is fasting all the time. This is the Morsha Kilas Yaakov. Want to keep the whole Torah? I want to keep the whole Torah. The way to keep the whole Torah is to connect yourself to other people. Be connected to the Jewish people as a whole. It's not a coincidence that he falls out like this. Zos HaBracha contains the mysterious brachos that Moshe Rabbeinu gives to the 12 Shvatim. And Moshe Rabbeinu gives a bracha to Shevet Gad. He praises them and blesses them for the fact that they want to stay Be'ivra HaYarden. They want to stay on the other side of the river. That God was amongst those who wanted to stay back by the Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu. Like Rashi says on the Pasuk, Vayar Reish Yislo. They saw to it that the first conquered land would be theirs. Sichon and Og's land, on Eber Yarden. Kisham Chelkas Mechokek, because they knew that's where the lawgiver was going to be buried. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be buried. And Moshe Rabbeinu praises them for the fact, Shechina medaberes mitoch grono shel Moshe, the Shechina speaking from the mouth of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe wouldn't say this about himself. But he's speaking about the importance of a person wanting to stay connected to the Rebbe. That they understood Reishis Lo, Vayar Reishis Lo. The beginning was theirs. Not only the first conquered land, but I saw from Rav Nebenzahl Shlita that he wrote in his Sefer, it was Joshua's, that Reishis refers also, this was like this is the choicest of land. Even though it wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, because they were still connected to their Rebbe. The importance of having a Rebbe is that the goal, as I learned from my teachers, the goal of a teacher, the goal of a Rebbe, is to lift you up to the highest place. To show you how good you are. And God was so enamored with this relationship that he had with Moshe Rabbeinu. And even though, if you look at the brachos, Moshe Rabbeinu also tells them what's going wrong. But they were able to feel that these were brachos because of the way that it was given over, the sweetness with which it was given over. Rabbi Abraham J. Twersky, when he was 9 years old, everyone knows Rabbi Abraham J. Twersky, one of the great rabbis and psychologists of the generation. So as a 9-year-old boy, on Rosh Hashanah, he writes in one of his books, that he once walked into his house in Rosh Hashanah, and since his father was a big Rav, so there were always rabbis passing through. And there was a rabbi in the house, and this rabbi saw a 9-year-old kid. I guess he thought he was doing a chesed. And he asked Rabbi Abraham J. Twersky, this little Avramaleh, if he wants to play a game of chess on Rosh Hashanah. Now, luckily, there's nothing wrong with playing chess on Rosh Hashanah. I mean, in theory, there could be if you separate the pieces in the wrong way or whatever, but there's nothing wrong with playing chess on Rosh Hashanah halachically. It's possible to play chess. And they certainly did play it according to halacha. But for the son of a great rabbi like this, who's being trained in a certain way, he said, you know, if this rabbi wants to do it, I guess it could. I guess that's okay. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, he was called into his father's office. And his father's sitting there with a big book in front of him, looking into the book, not even looking at his son. Ramallah, I heard you were playing chess yesterday. So he said, yeah, well, I was playing chess. I said, chess on Rosh Hashanah. I mean, there are worse things that you could do on Rosh Hashanah, but this is Fazen. We expect more, you know, Shasem Rosh Hashanah. And Rav Tversky describes how, as a little boy, he was standing there waiting to be dismissed by his father. You know, like, he's not just going to walk out. He said, yeah, but I'm sorry, you know, I thought it would be okay. There's this rabbi. So his father looked up from the book, and he turned around to him, and he gave him a big smile. He said, you did beat him, right? And he said that all of a sudden, the whole mood, the whole way of his father's saying Chasen Rosh Hashanah, which seemed so heavy and seemed so, that his father was able to give him something. He said, but you know, the reason I care about you playing Chasen Rosh Hashanah is because I love you, and because I love you, I also know, I want you to know that I'm proud that you beat him. 9-year-old kid, you beat this rabbi. And that's the way of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the way of every true tzaddik, is able to give tochacha, but to show you how sweet and how good you are and how much he loves you. So, there's a very famous and beautiful Torah from Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman described this beautiful field. This beautiful field. Trees and grass that's growing, the most beautiful field that you've ever seen. And that there's someone called the Baal HaSada, there's someone that's called the person who's in charge of the field, who takes care of and waters and takes care of the plants. If you go on in that Torah, Rabbi Nachman describes how the Baal HaSada, he takes care of the plants, but plants don't take such good care of him all the time. The plants are doing all types of things, causing all types of trouble, and it keeps the Baal HaSada busy. On a certain level, Hashem is the Baal HaSada. Hashem is. But in Rabbi Nachman's Torah, there's a concept of a Rebbe, of a Tzaddik, of a person who is the Baal HaSada, who sees how beautiful the plants are, even though they're not always doing their part. We try to do our part. So, l'chvod Moshe Rabbeinu, whose Torah we're beginning to start to complete, and that we read this morning, three aliyahs from Zos HaBracha, and the brachos of Moshe Rabbeinu, Zos HaBracha. Hashem should help us, we should have tzaddikim and rebbeim who are able to see the good in us, and to lift up that good. And even when they have to give us a little bit of a look, but they give us also, but you did beat them, right? Tzaddikim should be able to see the good in us and help us to be able to make it so that when we're looking together and we're dancing with Mashiach, they're going to look and they're going to say, you did beat Yitzhar, right? You did get him. Okay, it took you a while. Maybe messed up on Rosh Hashanah one time, maybe you messed up here, you're going to beat him. To believe in each other, and to have tzaddikim and rebbeim who believe in us. Hashem should help us. Try this.
Sham gedelim ilanot ve'asavim yafim v'naim me'od v'gadol yikar סדב יגידו לך אי אפשר לספר אשרי עין רסה זוס ותקיף וגיבור חייל וחכם וצדק גדול כי יש בעל השדה איש אמור ותקיף וגיבור חייל וחכם וצדק גדול ושם גדלים אילנם ועשבים יפים עיניים מאוד דה, זאת אומרת, דה כי יש שדה ושם גדלים אילנם ועשבים יפים ונעים מאוד אגן דק יש שדה ושם גדלים אילנות ועשבים יפים ונעים יקר יופי השדה וגידו לך אי אפשר לספר אשרי עין רעת הזאת כי יש בעל השדה איש אמון ותקיף וגיבור חייל וחכם וצדיק גדול מאוד כי יש בעל השדה איש אמון ותקיף וגיבור חייל וחכם וצדיק גדול מאוד again יש בעל השדה איש עמוד ותקיף וגיבור חייל וחכם וצדיק גדול מאוד כי יש בעל השדה איש עמוד ותקיף וגיבור חייל וחכם וצדיק גדול
ללמיד משה רבינו. משה רבינו, סולד משיח, according to the Svarim, is very much tied together with the soul of משה רבינו. ללמיד משה רבינו, משיח. ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו.
אמן.
No, we have time for one more teaching. just point out, because I saw other people point it out, so this is not the teaching. Maybe it will be, who knows. I like to share always with my Talmidim the very short Torah of Rabbi Nachman. See if you remember it. Sometimes in the Torah, sometimes in the Nevi'im, in Tanakh, Elisha is referred to as Elisha. It's called Elisha. Sometimes it's called Elisha Isha Elokim. Elisha, the man of God. The Zohar says, what's the difference? Why is he sometimes called Elisha and sometimes called Elisha Isha Elokim? Remembers? And he's surrounded by his Talmidim. He's called Elisha Isha Elokim. Because the Talmidim are looking at him, they believe in him. So then, he's called Elisha Isha Elokim because he becomes inspired with a divine quality to him. The only place that Moshe Rabbeinu is called Isha Elokim is also over here. By Bezos HaBracha, when he's surrounded by the Jewish people. So the Rebbe has to believe in the Talmud, and the Talmud has to believe in the Rebbe. The friends have to believe in the friends. The husbands and the wives and the husbands, the children and the parents and the children. If we believe in each other, and Shum Davar, we can't do. Anything. So perhaps that will be the teaching. And we'll sing two songs instead of one.
Oh, Hare.